Hey there, amazing humans. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today's all about something super important, building a self-care routine that actually works for you. I know, self-care sounds like a buzzword these days, right? Like it's some mythical unicorn we chase after with endless Pinterest boards and jade rollers. But seriously, folks, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about intentionally nourishing your mind, body, and soul, especially when you're navigating the wild ride that is ADHD. You know that feeling when your brain feels like it's running a marathon on overdrive while your body craves a nap? Yeah, self-care is your secret weapon against that chaos. So, let's dive into some juicy tips to craft a self-care routine that's as unique and vibrant as you are. First things first, ditch the pressure of perfection. There's no magic formula for self-care, okay? What works wonders for your bestie might leave you feeling like you just spent an hour doing laundry while simultaneously trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. Trust me, I've been there. The key is to experiment and find what truly resonates with you. Start small, babe. A 5-minute meditation can be just as powerful as a full-blown yoga retreat. Remember, consistency over intensity is the name of the game. Next up, embrace your inner ADHD superpower, that incredible creative energy. Think outside the box when it comes to self-care activities. Maybe painting isn't your thing, but doodling on sticky notes while brainstorming feels like pure bliss. Or maybe a brisk walk in nature doesn't cut it for you, but dancing around your kitchen while blasting your favorite playlist gets you moving and grooving. Go wild. Remember, self-care shouldn't feel like another chore. It should be something that brings you joy, even if it's just a tiny spark of happiness in your day. Let's talk boundaries, because they are non-negotiable, especially for us ADHD folks who tend to be people pleasers. I see you. Learning to say no with grace and authenticity is like giving yourself permission to recharge. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. So next time someone asks you to do something that drains your energy or conflicts with your well-being, remember, it's okay to politely decline. You have the power to choose what nourishes your soul and protect your precious energy. Now let's talk about seeking support. We are not islands, folks. Connecting with others who understand the ADHD journey can be incredibly powerful. Whether it's joining a support group, connecting with an online community, or simply sharing your experiences with trusted friends and family, remember you're not alone in this wild ride. Remember, building a self-care routine is a continuous process, like learning to play a musical instrument. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-love. Okay, picture this. You've got that big project deadline looming, your brain feels like a popcorn machine on high speed, and you're tempted to chug caffeine and push through until you collapse. Sound familiar? But wait. Remember those boundary-setting superpowers we talked about? Take a deep breath and say no to that late-night cram session. Instead, schedule a 30-minute walk in the fresh air, let your body move, clear your head, and come back refreshed. That's self-care in action. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? First, ditch the pressure of perfection and remember that consistency is key. Second, embrace your inner ADHD creativity and find activities that bring you joy. Third, set boundaries to protect your energy and prioritize your well-being. Lastly, don't be afraid to seek support, connect with others who understand your journey. Remember, my beautiful humans, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the fuel that keeps your mind, body, and spirit thriving. So go out there, rock your world, and remember to take care of yourselves along the way. If this resonated with you, don't forget to share this episode with your fellow ADHD warriors. Let's spread the self-care love. And if you have any questions or want to share your self-care tips, hit me up on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.